Gratitude is a significant part of my life now. It never used to be. I started incorporating gratitude in my daily practice when I decided enough was enough just before my 65th birthday. At the time, I was suffering from anxiety and bouts of depression. I heard and read more times than I care to remember to be grateful for everything, which means negative and positive. It's hard to be thankful when angry at your spouse or youngsters, or when life doesn't go your way. However, I persevered. Sometimes writing in my gratitude journal, or being grateful in moments such as seeing an eagle soaring above me. Today, I want to delve into gratitude and its potential to transform your family environment by reducing stress, enhancing mental wellness, and fostering a sense of contentment. Gratitude can significantly improve your family's well-being, making your lives less stressful and joyful. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of gratitude. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. What is gratitude? Gratitude is like a treasure map. It leads you to discover hidden gems in your everyday life, revealing the riches of happiness and contentment. Whether it's a sunny day, a kind friend, a delicious meal, or a cozy bed, gratitude helps us recognize and cherish these moments. It's like saying a big thank you to life for all the little and big gifts it gives us. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you when someone does something nice for you. It's a tool we use to navigate life's challenges. Have you ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? I certainly have. Just this week, I had a day just like that. No matter what I did, there was a hitch. I needed something from the grocery store, which they didn't have. So I had to go to two others. Then it started raining, and I didn't have a rain jacket. When I got home, my dog had an accident on the carpet. Was I grateful then? Heck no. At least not at that very moment. But I also have a mantra. Everything works out for my highest good. It helps me to change the lens of what happens. Here is how I changed my perspective of my day. If I hadn't gone to the second grocery store, I wouldn't have bumped into a friend who needed a hug. Since I didn't have a raincoat, a kind person shared their umbrella as we walked into the store together. Cleaning up after my dog caused me to vacuum the whole house and tend to his needs, slowing me down just to breathe. Gratitude isn't always easy, but practice and believing everything works out for you reduces stress and improves mental well-being. Moreover, gratitude is about being thankful for things we often take for granted. Clean water to drink, a safe home to live in, and the freedom to learn and play are all things many people in the world don't have. Recognizing these blessings can help us feel more content with what we have and less focused on what we don't. So gratitude isn't just an excellent idea. It's a transformative tool that can profoundly impact our lives. It helps us see the world through a different lens, appreciate the people around us, and find joy in the simple things. And the best part? With consistent practice, gratitude becomes an effortless habit. Here are 7 ways to teach gratitude to your youngsters. Teaching gratitude to your youngsters is a beautiful way to help them grow into a kind and happy individual. Lead by example. Kids learn by watching. Show them how to be grateful by expressing your gratitude regularly. Second, inspire your kids to engage in little acts of generosity towards others. Small acts of kindness help them understand the importance of making others feel appreciated. A third way is by reading books or watching movies that highlight themes of gratitude. Discuss the characters' experiences and what they learned about being thankful. A fourth way is to start the day with a quick gratitude session. Before heading off to school, have each child say one thing they are looking forward to or thankful for that day. Number 5 is to encourage your children to say something they are thankful for or looking forward to. Affirmations set a positive tone for the day or a good night's sleep. Here are a few gratitude affirmations you can teach your children. I appreciate the fresh start of a new day. I am grateful for my health and the ability to move and play. I am thankful for the sunshine and the beautiful weather. Using these affirmations in the morning or at bedtime can help your youngsters start and end their day with a positive mindset, fostering a habit of gratitude. The 6th way to teach gratitude to your children is with gratitude in chores. Turn chores into gratitude moments. While doing household tasks together, discuss things you're thankful for, such as having a cozy home to clean or clean clothes to fold. And lastly, how about thankful texts to family members? If your children have their own phones, encourage them to send a quick thank you text to a family member or friend each day. It's a simple way to spread gratitude and connect. Now here are 5 easy ways to incorporate gratitude in your day-to-day family life. Practicing gratitude doesn't have to be complicated. Here are some simple ways to bring more gratitude into your daily life. You can try a gratitude journal. Write 3 things you're thankful for. It can be anything, big or small. Writing in your gratitude journal helps you focus on the positives. I do this almost every morning. I have a specific journal in which I write my daily gratitude, such as my vehicle that keeps running. There is water every time I turn on a tap, to my bed and pillow at night that provides me a comfortable and good night's sleep. You can teach your kids the simple act of saying thank you. Make it a habit to say thank you to the people around you. Whether it's a family member, a friend, or a teacher, expressing gratitude can brighten their day and yours. We have lost this simple gesture. The way you treat others is how others will treat you. It's called karma. Another way is to take a few moments each day to sit quietly and think about the good things in your life. These quiet moments can help you feel more centered. You don't always have to write what you are grateful for. You can be thankful for your youngsters who are safe and sound asleep in their beds, or the quiet moment you are experiencing. We all have so much to be thankful for, and when we are grateful throughout the day, it is incredible how our mood improves and our lives seem better. Another thing you can do is reframe your negative experience. As mentioned in my introduction, I changed my perspective on my day, which didn't go well. Sometimes, looking at your experience differently gives it a different meaning that can uplift you. You can also try an appreciation meal. Take turns saying something nice about the person to your right. It's a fast way to boost each other's spirits and reinforce positive feelings within the family. Saying something nice might initially feel awkward, but I believe it is crucial. Every one of us wants to be loved and appreciated. When we take the time to say one nice thing about the other person, it builds stronger relationships. Give it a try and see what happens. Parenting is one of the most rewarding yet challenging roles in life. It comes with ups and downs, sleepless nights, and moments of pure joy. Practicing gratitude can be a game changer for you and your youngsters, making the journey smoother and more fulfilling. Here's how gratitude can help you as a parent. It reduces stress. While parenting can be demanding, concentrating on the good things in your life can help ease the pressure. When you take time to appreciate the good moments or reframe the negative, it becomes easier to handle the tough ones. Gratitude improves mental health. There is proof that gratitude improves mental well-being. Regularly reflecting on gratitude can boost your mood and foster a more positive outlook. Gratitude enhances relationships. Expressing gratitude towards your partner, youngsters, and friends can strengthen your relationships. Gratitude increases patience. Being grateful for the small milestones and moments with your children can increase your patience. It reminds you to cherish the present, even when times are tough. Gratitude sets a foundation. Children learn by example. When they see you practicing gratitude, they are likelier to adopt this habit. When you model positive behaviors, you set a foundation for them to grow into appreciative and kind individuals. Gratitude boosts resilience. Gratitude helps you focus on the positive, which can be incredibly helpful during challenging times. It builds emotional resilience, enabling you to bounce back from setbacks more quickly. Gratitude creates a positive family atmosphere. A grateful mindset can transform the atmosphere at home. It promotes positivity, reduces negativity, and helps everyone focus on the good in their lives. What's truly unique about gratitude is its ripple effect. When you feel grateful, you're more likely to spread kindness and positivity to others. Think of throwing a pebble into a pond and watching the ripples spread. Showing appreciation encourages others to do the same, creating a chain reaction of goodwill and happiness. For instance, when you thank someone, it makes them feel appreciated and valued. This simple act can brighten their day and inspire them to express gratitude to someone else. It's a beautiful cycle that starts with a tiny, grateful thought. unlock the free downloadable resource, Magic of Gratitude, from my website at parentingyoungsters.com. Embrace the joy of appreciation and watch how you and your family flourish. Today, I touched on the transformative power of positive affirmations. Out of all the techniques I employ to tackle anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem, positive affirmations had the most profound impact on my journey out of despair. Next week, I will dive into how positive affirmations can empower you and your family. In conclusion, gratitude is an extraordinary tool that can transform your life and the lives of your family. By weaving gratitude into your daily routines, you create a foundation of positivity and appreciation that can profoundly impact your mental wellness, reduce stress, and enhance your relationships. For you as a parent, practicing gratitude can be a game changer. It shifts your attention to the positives in your life, helping make parenting challenges more manageable. By reducing stress and fostering a sense of calm, gratitude allows you to approach each day with a more balanced and peaceful mindset. When your youngsters learn to be grateful, it nurtures a positive outlook and emotional resilience. It teaches them to appreciate life's simple joys and value the people and experiences that bring them happiness. As they grow, this habit of gratitude will help them build stronger, more empathetic relationships and approach life's challenges with a hopeful attitude. As a family, practicing gratitude together creates a harmonious and supportive environment. It strengthens your bonds, fosters open communication, and encourages a culture of appreciation and kindness. By expressing gratitude for one another, you create a warm and loving home where everyone feels valued and respected. Start today by finding moments to be thankful for and sharing them with your family. Let gratitude guide you through your daily challenges and celebrations, and watch as it transforms your world, one appreciative thought at a time. Embrace this journey of appreciation together and discover the incredible impact it can have on your family's happiness and well-being. Remember, change begins with ourselves. Reach your full potential by putting knowledge into action. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. Episodes drop every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery. And join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?